Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Welcome to episode 23 of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast. As always, thank you for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please don't forget to hit like, listen, or subscribe on your particular platform to make sure that you're alerted to all the latest episodes. Also, if you're enjoying the show, again, share us on social media. Get the word out there about the Winning Edge Coach Podcast and its journey of personal development. Today's episode is all about imposter syndrome, and I want to give some tools, tips, and strategies to help with imposter syndrome. But before we get started with today's episode, I just want to do a quick recap of episode 22. Episode 22 was all about the power of habit stacking and was based on the book by S.J. Scott, 97 Small Life Changes That Take 5 Minutes or Less. And a very powerful technique, especially if you're trying to develop change in your life or get new habits going. I highly recommend listening to the habit stacking episode. Okay, let's get on with today's episode. This episode is all about imposter syndrome. Now, I want to start off with a definition of imposter syndrome, because imposter syndrome is not the same as lack of confidence or low self-confidence. Imposter syndrome is in its own right a set of feelings or beliefs about oneself. Imposter syndrome is more likely to occur in people who've already achieved a certain degree of success. It can almost be defined as a collection of feelings of inadequacy that persist despite the evidence of success being all around them. It is an overriding feeling of fraudulence and almost waiting to be caught out as an imposter, hence the name, and that chronic persistent self-doubt of their own abilities and that somehow they've achieved their success through pure luck or chance. Some of the internal dialogue associated with imposter syndrome can include, I must not fail, I'm a fraud, I'm a fake, I've got here purely by chance or luck. These feelings themselves then can result in levels of anxiety because of that fear of being caught out or found out as a fraud, and that the success that they've achieved is purely chance or luck, as it were. The first thing to remember with imposter syndrome is that you are not alone. A study conducted by Ub Events, and had been working in their field for a minimum of 3 years, which meant the symptoms they were experiencing were much likely to be due to imposter syndrome than just pure lack of confidence or anything like that. 85% of UK adults felt incompetent in their role despite 3 years of experience. 80% of men suffer from imposter syndrome. 90% of women. At any time, if you're in a meeting, at a sporting event, any kind of presentation, if you look around the room and there are 10 people there, at least 9 of those people will be suffering from imposter syndrome. You are not the only one. And also, the higher the person is within the hierarchy of the organization, the more likely they are to be suffering from imposter syndrome. Neil Gaiman, the author and writer of the comic book series The Sandman and novels such as Stardust, American Gods, Coraline and The Graveyard Book, he has won numerous awards, including the Hugo, Nebula, Bram Stoker Awards, as well as the Newbery and Carnegie Medals. Neil Gaiman himself tells of his struggles with imposter syndrome, but he also relates a story A number of years ago, he was lucky enough to be invited to a gathering of great and good people, as he describes them, artists, scientists, writers, discoverers. And at that moment, he felt that they would realise that he didn't qualify to be there, that he was an imposter. On his second night there, he got talking to another gentleman while watching presentations, etc. And they got talking, they were comparing the names, etc., and different things. The gentleman turned around, he pointed to the hall of people and said the words to the effect of, "I just look at all these people and think, what the heck am I doing here? They've made amazing things. I just went where I was sent." And Gaiman said, "Yes, but you were the first man on the moon. I think that counts for something." Neil Gaiman at that point was talking to Neil Armstrong, the first man on the moon. Even Neil Armstrong suffered from imposter syndrome. My next tip or strategy, as it were, for imposter syndrome is to keep a scrapbook of your achievements, whether that's electronic, paper-based, whatever, but collect your achievements, where, from the smallest one to the largest one, whether that's an email from your boss congratulating you on, you know, a project well done, little compliments, actual awards, if you're in the sporting field, present trophies, keep a record of your personal bests, collect your achievements, keep a note of them, keep them in a file somewhere that when you're feeling that surge of imposter syndrome, you've got something tangible to look at that is documents your successes. And you can loop back and almost give yourself that boost to think, yeah, I achieved this. And this is the evidence that I did it. Tip number 3, change your view of failure and mistake making. One of the great problems with imposter syndrome is that the fear of making mistakes of feeling failure. Henry Ford once said, "Failure is the only opportunity to begin again more intelligently." Instead of beating yourself up for failing, falling short and making a mistake, do what players do on losing sports teams and glean and learn from the experience. Value failure as an experience to learn. Do a post debrief. Look what went well, what didn't go so well. What would you do differently next time? The actual failure, fear of failure and using failure as feedback, I've covered a number of times on previous episodes. But remember, failure or mistakes are an opportunity to learn and an opportunity to get feedback. I've used the analogy before, but when a baby learns to walk, it's the mistakes they make that give the feedback that enable them to walk. And at no point, or not as far as I'm aware, does a parent stop a child from walking because they fall too many times. The process of falling during the process of learning to walk is the feedback. It's the same with anything in life. We need the feedback from failure to learn and to move on and to grow. So change your view, reframe failure as an opportunity to get feedback on what went well, what you would do differently next time. Strategy 4, change the voice in your head. It's often that inner voice, our own voice, that begins to sow the seeds of doubt and for us to doubt ourselves. And it's that voice we can influence. If that voice was your coach, would you want your coach talking to you like that? Is it giving you the kind of feedback that you would want? What kind of voice do you need in your head to encourage you to grow, to be confident, to believe in yourself? And if the voice is so critical and so demeaning and confidence reducing, change the voice. Make it a silly voice. Make it a squeaky voice. Make it, slow it down or speed it up. Do whatever you need to do with that voice so that it takes away its strength. Just by making it sound like a comic book character in your head, or slowing it down, as I said, can change the impact of that voice. Or even give your voice a name. Call it Charlie, call it Fred, give it a name And then when it starts to challenge you or doubt you, you turn around and inside your head, wouldn't recommend you do this out loud, but you turn around and to that voice and say, stop it, Fred. Or just say stop and put a stop to it there and then. So those were my four strategies for dealing with imposter syndrome. That was the Winning Edge Coach podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with friends, family, anybody you think will be interested in the show. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and a review. To make sure you catch future episodes, please click either follow or subscribe, whichever is appropriate for your platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter at WinningEdgeCOA1. That's at WinningEdgeCOA1. Thanks again. See you next time.